what you're proposing is to go with the bill at 5%, but to, and I think this is important because this needs to be part of the legislative record for folks that, that understand what we're trying to do here. But you can reduce it by this language, and I appreciate that this language is pretty clear about that. It doesn't say you can raise it. It says you can reduce it, and by rule, and that is your intention if 4% will cover.
Mr. Chair, Representative Berger, 4% will cover. That's what our forecast says. That's what's in our budget. That's what we've told everybody. I'm on the record to tell you that we're going to set it by rule to 4%. That's what we have support from our stakeholder community for. Again, it was written kind of awkwardly to give us that flexibility. So it says 5, and I, it's kind of difficult to explain. We're going to set it by rule to 4, and then as we go on, if we need to, if we find out that revenues and expenses, if we're off, if we need to lower it to 3, 2, et cetera, we can do that as well. It provides us that flexibility to cover the the concerns of the industry.
One more thing.
Please,
to get it on the record. It would be my preference, and I know you aren't accepting any hand amendments, and I concur 100%, and we have some issues around getting bills out, so I don't want to be obstructionist here. But I would be, feel much more comfortable if the statute actually said up to an amount of 5% instead of is imposed a surcharge in the amount of. Would you respond to that so we have this on the record?
Chair Schauffele, Representative Berger, it does say 5%, but it gives us the ability to waive that and set it by rule, and that's what I've intended to accomplish in my letter that's part of the record, in our testimony that was part of the record on the 24th, I believe, as well as in the governor's recommended budget and in our fiscal impact statement.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions? Representative Foley, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And, you know, I share Representative Berger's concern on that. And I think the language in it does reflect that that it does equate to the actual cost of the program, what that surcharge ends up at. So I think that's in the bill as it's written, even though it's maybe a little bit cumbersome. It does say that, you know, the department can waive a portion of that surcharge, you know, if it exceeds the actual cost of the department of developing and administering the electronic building codes information system. So I think that's pretty clear that the cost is of this system and not the costs of
the department.
The department. So I think that covers Representative Berger's concerns and mine, and I'm glad that it's on the record that way.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Any other questions? Okay, yeah, Mark, the department's going to do it at 4%. You're going to see if that's enough money. If it is, great. If it's too much, you can still lower it. If it isn't, we can go to the stakeholders, ask them if they're okay with going up. That's what we're going to do here, right?
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
One more question.
Yes, Representative Berger.
Go up to 5%.
Yes, we can't legally, according to language, go above 5%.
Right. Okay. I just want to make that clear.
Right. That's fair enough.
Yep.
I share the concerns, too. And we aren't going to do any hand gross. We aren't going to do that. I do want to do this, but I'm not in a hurry. But I just want to make sure that's what we have, and everybody's aware of that.
That's what we've committed to our stakeholders. Again, it's in our budget. It's provided to you in letter and here on the record as well.
And I would also like that letter distributed to the entire body before we have this on the floor.
Okay.
Everybody knows what's going on. And if you have to rewrite it to reflect this conversation, that's fine with me, too.
Be happy to.
Okay. Any other questions? Good, because I think this is a great bill. I think this is a great idea. And I want the department to make this work. I don't want it to be a water billing scenario or a DMV scenario. This is just, especially for small business, time's money. If I got to drive clear downtown to get a billing permit, it costs me half a day, which ends up to be a whole day. I can do it from the comfort of my home, at my desk, whenever I have time. It's a time saver, a money saver. And I just want this to work. So that's the last thing I have to say about it.
We're very excited about it, Mr.
Great.
Chair. We think
All
it
right.
can be great for the construction industry as well as Oregon in general.
All righty, then. Well, thank you very much. If there's nothing else, I'm going to close the public hearing on House Bill 2405 and open a work session on House Bill 2405.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2405 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
All right. Representative Holvey moves House Bill 2405 to the floor with due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Representative Berger.
Yeah, and Mr. Chair, I share your excitement. I mean, in my current conversation, it appears that I'm being critical. I am not. I'm just making sure that there's a clear understanding. I have also dealt with the permitting system, and this looks like the way we should go. Oregon is a leader, and the industries have come to the table and understand that we're going to all have to pull the oars to get there, and we will get there, and it's an exciting project. So,
I don't think anyone's going to be critical of you being diligent, and I don't want them to confuse your diligence with criticism. So, any other comments or questions? Okay, then. All right, Christina, will you call the roll then, please?
Representative Edwards.
Aye.
Representative
Berger.
Aye.
Vice Chair Esselmo.
Excused.
Vice Chair
Holmes. Aye.
Representative Smith.
Excused.
Aye.
Aye. And I'm confident the other representatives are supportive of this as well. I don't speak for them. I'm going to ask Representatives Cameron and Representative Gelsert to carry this on the floor. And with that, I will close the work session on House Bill 2405. All righty then. Let me see. Where am I at here? Going to open a public hearing on House Bill 2281.
I remember that.
And do we have, does the department have any comments to make on this bill? Are there any comments or questions on this bill? Because we've already heard all
Yes, Mr. Chair. We have.
If there's not, then I'm just going to close the hearing and open a work session. Is that all right with everyone? Close the hearing on House Bill 2281. Open a work session on House Bill 2281. Representative?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2281 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Very good. Representative Berger has moved House Bill 2281 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? All right, then. Kristen, please.
Representative Edwards.
Aye.
Representative Berger.
Aye.
Vice Chair
Esposa. Excused.
Vice Chair
Holden. Aye.
Representative Smith.
Excused.
Representative Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Chair Shockley.
Aye. Would anyone like to carry this on the floor?
You're looking at me.
Should we have I don't know. I'm kind of skittish about putting this one on the consent
calendar. Mr. Chair, I would suggest it not go on the consent calendar. Mm-hmm. There are a number of
right.
Hers is a buzzword in this building.
Yes, ma'am. Are there any volunteers to carry this nice, good, excellent bill on the floor?
I'd be happy to, Mr.
Representative Berger will carry on the floor. I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 2281. Open a work session on House Bill 2282. Any discussion, comments, questions? Well, should I open a public hearing on it first? Let me close the work session. Open a public hearing on House Bill 2282. Is there anyone who'd like to testify on this bill? Any comments, questions, concerns? We've already heard it once. All right, then I'm going to close the public hearing and open a work session on House Bill 2282. Wait a second. Oh, all right. It's the nice person whose phone rings apologizing to the committee. Representative Berger.
I move House Bill 2282 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Berger moves House Bill 2282 to the floor with due pass recommendation. Any discussion? All right. Kristen, would you please call the roll?
Representative Edwards.
Aye.
Representative Berger.
Aye.
Vice Chair
Esposito. Excuse me.
Aye.
Excuse me. Thank you.
Aye.
Aye. All right. This one, I think we could put on the consent calendar. There's just a few changes on the words. Unless some other reservations.
I would be happy to carry it.
I'll tell you what.
I can carry it.
Representative, this one is so easy. I think the chair will take this
okay.
one.
Okay. I guess I am a little gun shy about the word
and
heard
you know
on a consent.
Absolutely, and I share your
maybe
concern.
Maybe a holdover from an earlier era, I don't know.
Representative, the chair will carry this one on the floor. I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 2282. And I'm going to open a public hearing on House Bill 2285. Is there anyone who would like to testify to this? Any comments, questions, concerns about this bill? Very good. I'm going to close the work session of the public hearing on House Bill 2285 and open work session on House Bill 2285. Any comments, concerns on this one? All right, then I will entertain a motion.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2285 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Very good. Representative Hovey moves House Bill 2285 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? If not, Kristen, please call the roll.
Representative
Edwards.
Aye. Representative Berger.
Aye.
Vice Chair
Nicholas. Excused.
Vice Chair Obi.
Aye.
Representative Smith.
Excused.
Representative
Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Chair Schaffner.
Aye. Very good. Representative, would you like to carry this bill?
Sure.
Representative Holby will carry the bill on the floor. I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 2285. Open a public hearing on House Bill 2286. This has already been heard. Is there anyone who would like to testify to this bill? Any comments, questions, concerns from the committee? Very good. I'm going to close the public hearing on House Bill 2286 and open a work session on House Bill 2286. And I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2286 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Holby moves House Bill 2286 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any comments, questions, concerns, discussion? All right, Kristen, would you please call the roll?
Aye.
Representative Berger.
Aye.
Vice Chair Esquivel.
Excused.
Vice Chair Holdy.
Aye.
Excused.
Representative Rosenbaum.
Aye.
Chair Schaffner.
Aye. Representative Rosenbaum, would you like to carry this on the floor, please?
I would be happy to.
Very good. All righty then. Well, Representative Rosenbaum will carry it on the floor. With that, I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 2286. And is there any other comments today for the good of the order? If not,
do we have anything else to do?
All right. Nope. That's it for today, correct?
Yes.
All right. We will stand adjourned. Thank you.